Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the horrifying events on Capitol Hill. At least one victim of a shooting being taken away from the occupied Capitol building. The word is the National Guard will arrive to clear and secure the building. I don't know if the intention is to allow the Senate and the House separately to finish their debates on the votes from Arizona. We shall see. But meanwhile, the divisions in the United States on display for all to see. I just received a photograph which says a great deal. It shows a supporter of President Trump who had broken into the office of Speaker Nancy Pelosi. He's sitting at Nancy Pelosi's desk. He has his feet on the desk. What's telling about it is not only that he's there, but that he is holding in his right hand a large flag. And no, it's not a Trump flag. It's an American flag, a regular American flag, not the so-called Betsy Ross flag with the circle on the 13 stars. Regular American flags, Old Glory. And to me, it's a desecration. You're going to carry an American flag and then use that as an excuse for breaking into the Capitol building and barging into the Speaker's office. By the way, the recently reelected Speaker's office. Division in America. One of the reasons they're saying that they are very careful about how many National Guardsmen they will send to the Capitol building is they don't like the optics of it. What does it say about America being under occupation, about the military being necessary to restore order? Well, this goes exactly to what Ian Bremmer and the Eurasia Group have identified as the biggest risk to the world in 2021. Ian Bremmer has been a wonderful guest on the show in the past. He is a political scientist. He's an author. He teaches at the Columbia University School of Public Affairs. He's a columnist at Time Magazine, and he is president of a group of futurists, people who monitor trends and developments in the world, the Eurasia Group. Ian Bremmer, thanks very much for joining us on a very eventful day.
I wish it wasn't, but good to be with you again, sir.
Does this, what we're seeing today in the Capitol building, does this underline the point that you're warning about the greatest risk to the entire world in 2021?
Oh, yeah. I mean, all week, everyone's been asking me how come coronavirus isn't the top risk in this horrible crisis. And I said, well, because the largest, most powerful country in the world also happens to be the most politically divided and dysfunctional during a transition. And we need leadership. And we're seeing that play out right now in front of our eyes. I mean, you can send the National Guard in. You can clear it out. Hopefully there won't be much more violence than what we've already seen, but the shadow from these events is going to be cast for decades, and it's going to happen in our country, and it's also going to happen internationally.
In what sense does this happen internationally?
I'll give you one example. I mean, just a week ago, when Biden was already elected, the Europeans signed a big new deal, trade deal with the Chinese, something we clearly wouldn't want, but they feel like they need to hedge more. They feel like they can't commit, they don't have as much of a committed relationship from the United States. Look what's going on. Even though the U.S. is an extraordinarily powerful country, our willingness to lead and our credibility leading that comes from, no one outside the U.S. looks at our country today and says that's a good model for governance. When we say that we're worried about another country's electoral irregularities, as Secretary of State Pompeo did just a week ago in Myanmar, you can't say that credibly today. I mean, back in 1991 or even in 89 when the wall fell and the Soviet Union collapsed, I mean, the reason we won the Cold War is because our ideas were better. Our government was better. Those countries, those people looked to us and said, we want a system like that. You can't say that anymore. And even if we work well to start rebuilding that, that's not a project for one administration. I mean, this is going to take us decades.
Did you hear the president's speech this morning when he spoke to the Save America rally?
No, I today has been absolutely insane on many levels. I only caught the news afterwards.
Well, I appreciate your making time for us. Let me play you a brief clip and get your reaction. This would be from the very beginning of his address, which rambled and went on for an hour, and it was a Trump speech. But he began with this clip 7, Jeremy.
All of us here today do not want to see our election victory stolen by emboldened radical left Democrats, which is what they're doing, and stolen by the fake news media. That's what they've done and what they're doing. We will never give up. We will never concede. It doesn't happen. You don't concede when there's theft involved. Our country has had enough. We will not take it anymore, and that's what this is all about. And to use a favorite term that all of you people really came up with, we will stop the steal.
Okay, President Trump has exactly 2 weeks left in his presidential term. What do you think he does to, quote, stop the steal in the next 2 weeks?
Well, today makes it harder. I mean, look, we're watching history unfold in front of our eyes. On the one hand, Trump got thousands of people to come out and even engage in acts of violence and, frankly, domestic terrorism. In terms of what we're seeing at the Capitol right now, that is a direct response for his call to action and disinformation. He got, a dozen plus senators and over 100 Republican members of the House of Representatives to say that they would vote to overturn a free and fair election. On the other hand, the Supreme Court has made very clear that they see no evidence of fraud. McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, who is more supportive of the Republican Party than just about anyone in the country, gave a speech following Trump's today that very clearly said that Trump's efforts to overturn the election was a spike at the heart of democracy in the country. So, I mean, this is a fight. This is a fight not just for the country. It's also a fight for Trump's own belated Republican Party. And I don't think Trump goes away. I mean, he remains the most powerful voice on the right. He has more followers than anyone else, and he's going to have access to billions of dollars. And it's not like I think he ends up in jail, at least not in the near term, though, again, we'll see. But never say never in this environment. But my point is that this doesn't go away with Trump. I mean, he's a lame duck president right now, and he still managed to get all these people, including serious senators, to support him. And they're doing that because of his ongoing power. I don't think that goes away in January 20th. Trump himself, and you and I have talked about this, Michael, Trump is a symptom of a system that has become more rigged. And a lot of people feel like if they don't break it, it will never serve them. And Trump is a vessel, as Steve Bannon once said, a very imperfect and broken vessel, but a vessel nonetheless. There are other vessels. There will be other vessels. That space will be occupied. And I think this is going to be a very long fight indeed.
That's Ian Bremmer, whose group, the Eurasia Group, you can read about it. It's posted on our website. He's also, you can tweet him at Eurasia Group. His analysis of the biggest threats to the world in 2021. U.S. divisions, number one, and COVID-19, number two. We will be right back on the MedVed Show with some comments from Joe Biden coming up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Do you pay any attention to all the emphasis these days on natural food? Well, I've begun to, and I actually feel a little bit better, and it's one of the reasons that I feel so good about taking Relief Factor. Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural anti-inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. Chances are you will, because the overwhelming majority, almost 3/4 of people who get that quick start, end up ordering more Relief Factor. Read all about it. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
On the Michael Medved show, the Vice President of the United States, who apparently was, according to some reports, a particular target of some of the demonstrators. They're very angry with Mike Pence because he didn't follow Trump's wishes in his handling of the opening of the congressional session this morning, the one that was disrupted by the attack on the Capitol building. Mike Pence has tweeted, The violence and destruction taking place at the U.S. Capitol must stop, and it must stop now. Anyone involved must respect law enforcement officers and immediately leave the building. Okay? Joe Biden, the former Vice President of the United States, the President-elect, he takes office 2 weeks from today. And with a Senate that is evenly divided, apparently. 50 Republicans, 50 Democrats, which means technically it is a Democratic majority Senate. Why? Because Kamala Harris gets to break a tie vote. Now, they're almost never going to have tie votes. What this means is that the vote of every individual senator is going to be more important than ever before. We will talk about that. Joe Biden just tweeted, "Let me be very clear, full colon. The scenes of chaos at the Capitol do not represent who we are. What we are seeing is a small number of extremists dedicated to lawlessness. This is not dissent. It's disorder. It borders on sedition, and it must end." Now, signed Joe Biden. He also had brief comments about what has just happened. I haven't heard them yet, but they're just released. President Trump is apparently going to be dropping some audio comments, and we will go directly to those as well. But here is what Joe Biden had to say.
To storm the Capitol, to smash windows, to occupy offices, the floor of the United States Senate, rummaging through desks, on the Capitol, on the House of Representatives, threatening the safety of duly elected officials. It's not protest. It's insurrection. The world's watching. Like so many other Americans, I am genuinely shocked and saddened that our nation, so long the beacon of light and hope for democracy, has come to such a dark moment.
Okay, hard to argue with any of that. The question is, what does he do about it? There's more. Okay, he continues. Go ahead.
Through war and strife, America's endured much, and we will endure here, and we will prevail again, and we'll prevail now. The work of the moment and the work of the next 4 years must be the restoration of democracy, of decency, honor, respect, the rule of law, just plain, simple decency. The renewal of a politics. It's about solving problems, looking out for one another, not stoking the flames of hate and chaos. As I said, America's about honor, decency, respect, tolerance. That's who we are. That's who we've always been. The certification of the Electoral College vote is supposed to be a sacred ritual. To affirm, the purpose is to affirm the of American democracy. But today's reminder, a painful one, that democracy is fragile, and to preserve it requires people of goodwill, leaders of the courage to stand up, who are devoted not to the pursuit of power, but or the personal interest pursuits of their own selfish interest at any cost, but of the common good.
And then he asked the question, what do we say to the kids? Listen.
Think what our children watching television is thinking. Think what the rest of the world is looking at. For nearly 2.5 centuries, we the people, in search of a more perfect union, have kept our eyes on that common good. America is so much better than what we've seen today. Watching the scenes from the Capitol, I was reminded, as I prepared other speeches in the past, I was reminded of the words of Abraham Lincoln in his annual message to Congress, whose work has today been interrupted by chaos. Here's what Lincoln said. He said, "We shall nobly save or merely lose the last best hope on earth." Went on to say, "The way is plain, peaceful, generous, just. A way which, if followed, the world will forever applaud and God must forever bless. The way is plain here, too. That's who we are. It's the way of democracy, of respect, of decency."
And that was Joe Biden in remarks just released. There's a little bit more, which we will get to in a few minutes, with Joe Biden actually inviting the President of the United States to step up. And he needs to do that. Honest to goodness, the speech this morning, which we'll play you a little bit more of, the speeches by his son, by some of his allies, like Mo Brooks, the congressman from Alabama, who's one of the people leading the challenge to the electoral vote certification. This is very, very problematic. And they just erected a gallows. And I don't know what it means. It's on the west side of the U.S. Capitol. It's a photograph. And it shows they have structured a big T-shaped structure. Earlier today, there were people who are carrying a huge cross in the and praying around it in the Save America rally, the Stop the Steal rally. The gallows is a just has a noose on it. It's one noose. It could only hang one person at a time. I think what they are suggesting is part of what Trump suggested, which is that he is determined to punish people he believes are traitors. He's already accused some of his political opponents and critics of treason. One of the things that I would honestly love to hear is what exactly are the issues here beyond the electoral fraud? What is it that is making people so hysterical right now? We'll get to that and figure it out together. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Chaos reigns in Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Capitol is on lockdown. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, saying,
"This is so un-American. I condemn any of this violence that's happening in the Capitol right now. I could not be sadder or more disappointed with the way our country looks at this very moment. People are getting hurt. Anyone involved in this, if you're hearing me, hearing very loud and clear, this is not the American way. This is not protected by the First Amendment. This must stop now."
President Trump sending a tweet saying he's asking everyone at the U.S. Capitol to remain peaceful, no violence. Remember, we are the party of law and order, respect law, and our great men and women in blue. The National Guard being called in and people in the Capitol are being arrested. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Michael Medved show, they have called the other race in Georgia. The Democrats won both seats. John Ossoff apparently defeated the incumbent senator, David Perdue, fine senator who I strongly supported. And the count was 50.3 to 49.6. Now, that's important, because if that is the final margin, then there's no automatic recount. And in Georgia, under the law in Georgia, you have to be within a half a percentage of the vote. And so that particular race, Axios was talking about John Ossoff, who's 33, being the youngest senator in U.S. history. Well, he is the youngest senator right now. There's no one younger in the U.S. Senate at the moment. But he's not the youngest senator in history, not even close. How do we know? There's a guy named Biden who was elected back in 1972. Yeah, way back then. And he was elected when he was 29. He turned 30 right before he took his Senate seat, but he was 3 years younger, obviously, than John Ossoff. So, sorry, John, congratulations on your victory, but you you don't win distinction as the youngest ever. Speaking of the youngest ever, and Joe Biden, who is no longer the youngest ever, he's the oldest man ever elected to the presidency. He had this message to his predecessor, Donald Trump. Listen.
Notwithstanding what I saw today and we're seeing today, I remain optimistic about the incredible opportunities. There has never been anything we can't do when we do it together. And this God-awful display today, it's bringing home to every Republican and Democrat and independent in the nation that we must step up. This is the United States of America. There's never, ever, 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 ever been a thing we've tried to do. And we've done it together. We've not been able to do it. So, President Trump, step up.
And President Trump, I did, I don't know if he's responding directly, but he, on Twitter, posted these remarks. I haven't heard them yet. We'll be hearing them together. Listen.
There's never been a time like this where such a thing happened, where they could take it away from all of us, from me, from you, from our country. This was a fraudulent election, but we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you. You're very special. You've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated that are so bad and so evil. I know how you feel. But go home and go home in peace.
Can we play that again? Just a little bit. Okay, we've just had the Capitol building. There's another photo that has just been posted by NBC News. It's inside the Speaker's seat, not in Nancy Pelosi's office, but in the House chamber, where they had begun their joint session of Congress this morning. It's a bare-chested guy, apparently wearing a either very long hair or a wig of some kind. He's surrounded by people in MAGA caps, and they're taking pictures of him as he is bare, hairy chest, and he's raising a fist, standing where the Speaker normally sits. Here is Trump once again with his message on a day that the Capitol building was attacked and sacked.
There's never been a time like this where such a thing happened, where they could take it away from all of us, from me, from you, from our country. This was a fraudulent election, but we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you. You're very special. You've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated that are so bad and so evil. I know how you feel. But go home and go home in peace.
What is he talking about how others are treated so bad and so evil? What exactly is he talking about? And, okay, he at least has said to people that they should go home, they should be peaceful. But saying you're very special, does that mean the people who breached the halls of Congress are very special? And one thing he could have said, frankly, was kind of an obvious thing. This is not the way to make America great again. And if you're wearing caps that say make America great again, and you've just barged into the Capitol building and you're destroying things, how is that helping the cause of American greatness exactly? President Trump had this to say earlier today in his speech this morning about Vice President Pence. This is clip number 6, Jeremy. It's one of several things he had to say about his fellow Republicans. He also particularly wants to get rid of the third-ranking Republican in the House, Congresswoman Liz Cheney of Wyoming. But here's what he said about Mike Pence. Listen.
And I hope Mike is going to do the right thing. I hope so. I hope so. Because if Mike Pence does the right thing, we win the election. All he has to do, this is from the number one, or certainly one of the top constitutional lawyers in our country. He has the absolute right to do it. We're supposed to protect our country, support our country, support our Constitution, and protect our Constitution. States want to revote. The states got defrauded. They were given false information. They voted on it. Now they want to recertify. They want it back. All Vice President Pence has to do is send it back to the states to recertify. And we become president, and you are the happiest people.
Okay, this is completely untrue. This bears no connection to the truth. And then later, he goes on and basically threatens President, Vice President Pence if he doesn't, quote, do the right thing. Listen, this is clip two.
And it's time that somebody did something about it. And Mike Pence, I hope you got no, no left, knows exactly what they're doing. They're ruthless. And it's time that somebody did something about it. And Mike Pence, I hope you're going to stand up for the good of our Constitution and for the good of our country. And if you're not, I'm going to be very disappointed in you. I will tell you right now. I'm not hearing good stories.
Okay. He's not hearing good stories? Well, that's true. I don't think any of us are hearing good stories today. It's a terrible day for the country. And if somebody can put forward a scenario where you believe that this works out well for President Trump and a lot of those, and apparently it's tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people who've come to Washington under the headline of Stop the Steal. Can somebody explain to me how this works out well for President Trump, for his very loyal, very patriotic supporters, and for the country? 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back with more.
Your outlet for outrage.
It's outrageous what's going on out here.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
It is a tremendous, tremendous thing, and I'm telling you, it's going to explode.
The Michael Medved Show.
Right now is a great time to become a Medhead at MichaelMedved.com. When you sign up to become a premium subscriber, use the promo code WINTER40, that's WINTER40, and you'll get $20 off an annual membership. So what then is your grand total for a year's subscription? Just $39, or a little more than $3 a month. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial-free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, 2 exclusive podcasts, added discounts at the MedVet History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. It's all at MichaelMedved.com. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40. It's a great way to support the show and the unique content and perspectives from Michael Medved. From all of us here at the program, thanks for listening in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
With Election Day now behind us, our economic and social problems, well, they're still here. And people are uncertain about the future, of course, with a nervous world economy and coronavirus numbers still rising. Well, wealth protection is more important than ever. I've bought gold, silver, and even platinum from my good friend and coin and bullion expert for over 40 years, Nick Rovich. Nick owns AmFed Coin and Bullion in Arizona, and he has over 25,000 long-term satisfied clients all across the United States and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. He's earned a reputation for honesty, for expertise, and for trust among his peers and his customers. He's a court-certified expert, and AmFed is the only company I trust in that unregulated coin and bullion industry. Whether you're interested in acquiring or selling rare coins or precious metals, call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com, 800-221-7694, and learn more at AmericanFederal.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
A congresswoman from Virginia named Elaine Luria. She's a graduate of Annapolis. She is a naval veteran, obviously, a naval officer. She just tweeted, "I just had to evacuate my office." Actually, she had tweeted a little bit earlier. "I just had to evacuate my office because of a pipe bomb reported outside. The supporters of the president are trying to force their way into the Capitol, and I can hear what sounds like multiple gunshots. I don't recognize our country today. And the members of Congress who have supported this anarchy do not deserve to represent their fellow Americans." And then that was before, when she tweeted that, before the Capitol Police locked down the Capitol building and evacuated multiple congressional office buildings. With the increasingly violent protests outside, the Associated Press reports buildings being evacuated included the Library of Congress's Madison building across from the Capitol, as well as the Cannon House office building. In an alert sent to Hill staffers, police ordered occupants of the Madison building to move in a safe manner to the exits and close doors behind you, but do not lock. Capitol building, Capitol Police also told those in the Cannon House building to take visitors' escape hoods and go kits and report to a tunnel directly connected to a nearby building. This is, let us go to, there's a live press conference right now about the situation with the mayor of District of Columbia, D.C. It's the chief of police of the District of Columbia. Listen.
"I am the chief of police of the Metropolitan Police Department here in Washington, D.C. As you are aware, demonstrators came to our city this morning to exercise their First Amendment rights and were largely concentrated in the area of the National Mall. Following the president's remarks, a large crowd began to march eastbound on Madison Avenue Northwest and Constitution Avenue Northwest. As the demonstrators approached the United States Capitol grounds, there was a noticeable change in their demeanor. They breached the fencing along the U.S. Capitol grounds and confronted police lines surrounding the building. MPD was requested by the United States Capitol Police to provide assistance with crowd management, and due to the violent behavior towards the police officers there and their intent on gaining access to the Capitol, a riot was declared. It was clear that the crowd was intent on causing harm to our officers by deploying chemical irritants on police to force entry into the United States Capitol building. As you are aware, they were able to gain access to the Capitol building, and I can confirm that one civilian was reported to have sustained a gunshot wound inside of the Capitol. Details of the shooting are not immediately available, and the situation remains under investigation. The Metropolitan Police Department will be taking the lead on that investigation. MPD continues to provide personnel resources and assistance on the grounds of the U.S. Capitol and has requested the assistance of law enforcement partners through a previously in place mutual aid agreement. As you heard from the mayor, a 6 p.m. curfew has been put in place tonight and will be in effect until 6 a.m. tomorrow, January 7th. We are advising everyone that is not engaged in essential activity to get off the streets and adhere to the curfew. If you are found to be in violation of the curfew, police will be required to take action. Again, I want to reiterate and make it clear, please abide by the curfew that the mayor has set in place or people will be subject to arrest. Lastly, I know that many of you are familiar with the Metropolitan Police Department. Understand that there is no better agency in the country to handle First Amendment events. They happen on a regular basis here in our city. However, today's events were not representation of peaceful protests. Today, what we witnessed was unlawful, riotous behavior. And people that come to our city engaged in unlawful behavior will be held accountable. We can take any questions.
That's the police chief of Washington, D.C. Let me go to a caller, Michael in Everett, about how this works out well. Michael, go ahead.
Michael, thank you so much. I listen to you almost every day.
Thank you.
You know, what I appreciate, I'm so not for the violence that's happened. It's awful. I'm so sad about that. What I appreciate is that the Trump supporters went across the country to have a chance to express that they're not being heard. And Michael, could I take 2 minutes or less and give you an example of what I feel is not being heard?
I go quickly. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to give you an example. In Pennsylvania, last year, they passed the Act 77, said mail-ins must be received by 8 o'clock, signatures must be verified, no Dropbox, no curing, no canvassing until 8 a.m.
Right, I understand. That was all changed by a judge, and it was not changed unilaterally. It was changed legally by a judge in a court decision. It was not contested by the legislature. In other words, this wasn't something that was right shortly before the election. It was well before the election. And the Republicans who control the state legislature knew about it. They didn't do anything about it because a judge had made up, I believe it was her mind. You follow? We have a legal system.
Section 1, these types of decisions can only be made by legislature. And that's not, it's not fair. And not only that,
it happens, Michael, it happens in our state too. It happens all the time.
That may be your legal theory.
It's not the prevailing legal theory in the country under our system of law.
Michael,
in other words,
Article 2, Section 1, the Constitution is the law of the land. And
I understand, but the Constitution says that the legislatures can, and they have decided to defer to judges. Now, it's possible that a state legislature at some point in the future could say, hey, we don't accept the right of judicial review for our state Supreme Court for our states here in the state courts in the state of Pennsylvania, but they haven't done that. And the whole role we had here, you remember the McCleary case here in the state of Washington? That was a decision that was not made by the legislature, was it? It was about the funding of schools. It was made by courts.
Question, where is it in the Constitution that says that a judge can overstep Article 2, Section 1?
Okay, again, Article 2, Section 1, what you were talking about is the way that you select electors, and it says you select electors in a means determined by the state legislatures. That doesn't mean that every detail is determined by the state legislatures. It also doesn't mean that the right of judicial review that was established after the Constitution, but has existed in this country since 1803, that goes away. In other words, what is it you think should have happened when the judges in Pennsylvania changed details of the law, giving them, I think it was 3 extra days to deliver their absentee ballots?
Well, I'm not sure, but let me respond to one thing you said. Bukvar, who is not a SCOTUS judge in Pennsylvania, she illegally, prior to the election, proliferated several drop boxes, which is against Act 77. She also, the day before the election, personally encouraged several counties officially to cure mail-in ballots, totally opposing the act that Wolf and she signed last year. These are the things, Michael, that are not being reported, and this is why
again, when you say that the Act 77 does not limit the number of drop boxes, there is nothing in the Act 77 that talks about changing the number of drop boxes. There was a decision, and by the way, and this was true for Republicans and Democrats. We were in the midst of a pandemic, and still are. And people were very concerned about getting a great turnout. They did get a great turnout in Pennsylvania. And the point about this, Michael, when you say this is not being heard, the president talks about it all the time. We listen to his speech. I listened to his speech in Dalton, Georgia. I listened to his speech when he was speaking this morning. He's very, very concerned about these things, as you are. And by the way, I have a big problem, too, like many conservatives do, with judges taking on too much power. But to say that that changes the result of an election, do you know how much Trump lost by in Pennsylvania?
It's not a lot.
There?
It's not a lot.
You know, it was a lot. He lost in Pennsylvania by over 80,000 votes. It's a tremendous amount. He lost by over 80,000 votes. And for him not to recognize that, for him to suggest that he didn't lose nationwide by 7 million votes, he did. Chris Christie just tweeted, "What has happened in the Capitol today is reprehensible and un-American. An attack on our Capitol is an attack on our democracy. President Trump must make clear that this conduct must stop. Now the Capitol must be cleared, and Congress should be permitted."
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.